Hello and welcome to the Retail Week, our look back at one of the big stories of the last 7 days. I'm George MacDonald, Executive Editor. I'm joined by Gemma Goldfingal, our Features Editor, and Becky Waller-Davis, our Senior Reporter. This week, Mothercare became the latest retailer to launch a CVA. It had been widely anticipated, but what hadn't was another extraordinary development at the business. Back in April, the then chairman, Alan Parker, ignominiously ousted the then chief executive, Mark Newton-Jones. A few weeks later, Parker himself was gone. Today, the new chairman, Clive Wylie, said that he's bringing Mark Newton-Jones back as to run the business again and to try and restore its fortunes. Now, all of this implies to me that there's been great chaos and acrimony in Mothercare's boardroom. And apart from anything else, that needs to end surely if a CVA is to have any chance of delivering. Mm. Becky, what's your take on what we've heard this week?
I mean, it's bizarre, isn't it? I think the reaction when Newton-Jones was ousted was one of surprise. I think people didn't think he deserved to go. I think people thought he was doing a good job with a tough retailer, although it had been taking a long time to turn that business around. But I don't think anyone thought that was down to him personally. So I think there was a lot of surprise. And I will say that that media call, when he did go, Mothercare held a media call. And I've never heard anybody be so up front and just kind of brutally honest about things as Alan Parker. You know, as a journalist, you often ask questions and you expect to get rebuffed or at least something glossed over in a very political way. There was none of that. It was really quite brutal and really surprising.
Yeah.
So now that he's back, I don't know. I mean,
I think, you know, I guess from having spoken to people, I think I'm right, that, you know, maybe Alan Parker was running things, you know, with a rod of iron.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he got rid of Mark,
yeah.
At which point the other board members who had previously allowed Alan Parker to do what he liked sort of took a step back, maybe said, actually, I'm not sure this is the right thing,
yeah.
And this is where we are today. But, you know, it raises a few questions about, you know, all the people at the top of this business.
Yeah, massively.
Exactly. I think, you know, they're asking their shareholders and some creditors as well to believe in them, some to take, you know, the rent's going to be slashed. What faith can you have in that board?
Mm.
If 36 days later they're bringing the same chief executive back,
that's the thing.
Yeah.
Just because Mark didn't deserve to go doesn't mean it's the best decision now to bring him back necessarily. Nothing to do with him, but just it looks really shambolic.
Yeah.
It looks dreadful.
And also, you've got the fact now that the guy that they did hire, David Wood from Kmart, he's staying.
Yeah.
Is group managing director now, so kind of a demotion before he's even started or he's just started. And you've got this retailer that, if the CVA is successful, will have 87 stores with both a chief executive and a group managing director.
Mm.
Just saying, seems ridiculous.
Yeah,
it's very strange.
I mean, in the end, it's going to depend. Let's assume that whatever differences there have been at the top, let's assume now everyone's singing from the same hymn sheet. You know, what do we make of the plan? It's a bit sort of meet the new plan, same as the old plan, but we're going to do it faster. So, you know, what's your view on the strategy, Becky?
I mean, I think, you know, this was spoken about as, again, when Mark originally went. There's nothing wrong with the strategy. They're doing all the logical things. The execution, I think, has maybe not been good enough, and that's what they've been saying as well. But then you have to think, oh, it comes down to that thing, isn't it? If you're doing all the right things and you're taking all the logical steps and still you're not succeeding,
mm-hmm.
I think you've got to ask some really difficult questions about how valuable they are to the market.
Well, I do think that, you know, you said there might be some issues with how it's been executed. Mm. it's been executed by Mark.
That's the thing. So, yeah.
Yeah. Mm. Same plan. So Mark's been at the business since, what, 2014 now?
Yeah.
4 years. It's a plan that, and we're still in this situation where CVA profits are plummeting 4 years later.
Mm.
I mean, if I was an investor or I was being asked to believe in this company and believe in their turnaround, I'd be having serious questions and saying, I don't. I've believed in you for the past 4 years and you haven't done anything.
It was called the Transformation and Growth Plan.
Yeah.
That was its official name, which they do say in the announcement that they hope now to be well placed to deliver the overdue completion of that plan.
Right.
I mean, one of the things that doesn't seem to have gone very well, but is going to have to start working for them, is the online side of the business.
Mm-hmm.
You know, what's your take on that? They had a very poor online Christmas.
They did. So online sales went backwards over the Christmas period, down 6.9%. I must say that actually online is about 40% of the mothercare business, right?
I think so.
So obviously it's the really, in terms of, you know, the amount of online sales, it is quite dramatic. But when you're operating for what was a national chain, operating from what will be 87 stores, you're going to need online kind of firing in all cylinders.
Absolutely.
And going backwards in 6.9% is not firing on all cylinders.
Mm-hmm. What do we think is at the heart of Mothercare's problems? I mean, clearly they share certain difficulties with a lot of other retailers, you know, all sorts of people, people who are succeeding as well as struggling, are sort of thinking about really what should their estate look like, and probably have got shops they wish they didn't have to trade from anymore. But, you know, what...
I think what... what really stands out to me, I guess, is their place in the market. I mean, Mothercare is very middle market. It's always positioned itself as middle market. And I think, you know, parents probably want one of two things, don't they? They want the convenience given to them by huge players like Amazon, who can do it cheaper than Mothercare, or they want to feel secure and they want to be taken care of. And I think that's where players like John Lewis, which has a really good... nursery department, or Mamas and Papas even at a higher price point comes in. And obviously Mamas and Papas has really come back from the brink, hasn't it?
But I think the grocers as well.
Yeah.
So it's been ongoing for what, the past decade at least. But you know, of course, for those big items like cots and you know travel seats, etc.
Yeah.
Like, you're right, John Lewis is exactly where you would go. But on that kind of place that you go for day to day stuff, clothes, food, you just do it in on your Sainsbury's shop.
Especially now
Tesco
that
shop.
You don't have a Mothercare in your local high street.
Yeah.
And so, you know, will the CVA allow them to turn the business around?
Will it allow to turn the business around? I think it will help, if I'm being honest.
Yeah.
But I still think, you know, if its strategy is to be even more of an online player, it's putting itself right in, you know, an Amazon area. So they have very few stores now to differentiate themselves from Amazon. So I think they're going to find themselves increasingly operating on price, and that's a really difficult place to be in.
Yeah, that's a really good point, actually. And I mean, it's that old question, isn't it, of, you know, should you go down the CVA route? Well, yes, maybe, if your problems are based around property. If your problem is a fundamental strategic problem, or you feel like perhaps you don't have a place in the market anymore, it's kind of that sticking plaster for a wound, isn't it, really?
Yeah. I mean, I suspect the CVA will go through. You know, this morning they revealed that they've got the support of various investors. I think Clive Wiley's statement comes across pretty well, actually. He's quite honest about failures and the fact that there is a lot still to do, and that is encouraging given where we started in the conversation. But you know, as is written in that statement, the overdue completion of the strategy, you know, the strategy has to be delivered.
Yeah.
A CVA on its own won't be enough.
No.
Yeah. Mm. Okay.
So what do you think? Please do let us know. You can comment on our website and join us next week when one of the big stories on the diary will be Marks and Spencer's results. Thanks.